I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. In Somalia, admitting to follow Jesus as Messiah puts Christians in great danger. They face violence from their neighbors or even their families if the secret gets out. Jacob, a partner with the Voice of the Martyrs Canada, says he heard about Jesus when a civil servant shared the news with his mother. Aside from the danger, he talks about the loneliness of Somali Christians.
You don't have friends and you don't have relatives. You become an island whereby you left your own community, but also there's no another community that can embrace you. You left your biological parents and kinships, and then you don't have someone else to stand with you.
But Jacob says many in Somalia are open to hearing from Jesus. Please pray the Somali church would grow. Ask God to comfort Somali Christians, many of whom suffer illness from the trauma of being cut off from their communities. The Iranian government is among the most oppressive regimes in the world, but God is at work. There is a Bible in Farsi, but it won't help millions of ethnic Iranians because Farsi isn't their heart language. With help from Unfolding Word, believers are translating the Book of John into five ethnic Iranian languages. Pastor Lazarus says,
why we chose the Gospel of John? Because it shakes a Muslim. He says, either the Gospel of John is correct or Quran is correct. Both of them cannot be equal.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org.
Brothers and sisters, all dear listeners, if you're interested in what is happening in the Middle East, particularly in Iran, please partner with us. This is not only translating the Word of God, this is outreach. This is theological formation. This is making the church take roots and withstand all the temptations which is going to come in the future.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. And Bibles for the World offers the free book, Learn the Bible in a Year. It'll help you read and understand God's story through the entire Bible. Get yours when you click the banner at missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.